This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. This has been a week. The mask is off. The gloves have come off. You see, your president, and like it or not, he is currently sitting in the office. He's never been out there to be ambiguous. I mean, I've sort of already always known this about him. You probably have too. But he has issued an executive order on gun control that could accurately be described as a mile wide and only an inch deep. Now, media and gun control groups that beforehand had been salivating over the idea that the measure would impose universal background checks for firearm transfers had to content themselves with a vague directive for Attorney General Merrick Garland to develop a plan to move in that direction, which he can't actually do. You know, you can't make that law as president. But, you know, the other more revealing thing about this, besides the word salad that spewed from his face, is it is now the official policy of this current U.S. governmental executive branch of antagonism towards you if you own a gun. If you own a gun, it doesn't matter what else you are. If you own a gun, it doesn't matter if you've raised your family. It doesn't matter if you're a good captain of business. It doesn't matter if you're a humanitarian, a good Samaritan. It doesn't matter, because the chief executive doesn't like you. Now, the good news for you is that, as a gun owner, is that after multiple rounds of anti-gun executive orders in the Obama, Biden, and the Biden-Harris administrations, there isn't a lot that can plausibly be done administratively on that front that hasn't already been done. Therefore, nothing in this latest order itself immediately or operationally limits Second Amendment rights. I find it interesting how Biden is, it's almost like he simps to Kamala Harris by calling it the Biden-Harris administration. It's not the Biden-Harris administration. This is the Biden administration, okay? Kamala Harris being his vice president is a coincidental. He was out there he had to pick a woman of color. And he picked her, which, she has no idea what she's doing. But I digress. Back to his executive order. It even acknowledges that it will take further action from Congress to achieve the big-ticket items on Biden's gun control wish list, including banning all private firearm transfers as well as so-called assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. On the other hand, what has been done has often ignored the limitations imposed by federal statutes and the Constitution itself. And what will actually come from his instructions to the bureaucracy in his latest order is therefore anybody's guess. Complicating the picture was the enactment last summer of the misnamed Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. This was heavily opposed by many people because of its vague language, which gave anti-gun officials nebulous authorities that could be abused to target law-abiding gun owners and firearm-related businesses. But then at the same time, when you look at what they, you know, incentivizing red flag orders and enhanced background checks for 18 to 20-year-olds. Now, understand this. First of all, an 18 to 20-year-old will eventually become a 21-year-old, God willing, you know. And at that point, then what's next at that point? Now we're going to make it to 25. We're going to make it to 30, 35. Where are we going to go? So, you know, this is the gun grabbers have, while it seems like they are always using the same bag of tricks, they actually have an unlimited bag of tricks if they want to try it. But legislatively, they're going nowhere. And judicially, that's already been decided. The instructions have been supplied by the Bruin decision. So they can throw all kinds of feces against the wall with executive orders, and that's exactly what it is. It's just going to hit and slide. So Biden is basically directing an alphabet soup of federal departments, including the Justice, Health and Human Services, Education, and Homeland Security, to comb through the BSCA and come up with their own plans to implement it to their fullest extent possible. Now, one of the most onerous aspects of the BSCA was its lowering of the threshold for when a federal dealer's license is needed to sell or transfer firearms. And previously, an individual only needed an FFL when engaged in a course of trade or business involving repetitive buying and reselling of firearms with the principal objective of livelihood and profit. So the BSCA removed the livelihood element so that profit-seeking alone would fulfill the objective, the required objective of the sales. But this broadened the FFL requirement, but it's far from clear what that means in a practical sense, and fortunately a course of repetitive buying and reselling of firearms is still necessary. No one seems to know where the lines are now drawn. Even national gun control groups haven't come to a shared understanding. Brady Giffords, advocates for a numerical threshold of annual sales, an approach the Obama-Biden ATF specifically rejected, under the livelihood and profit language. Meanwhile, Everytown argues that any firearm sale at a gun show or pursuant to an ad is presumptive proof that the threshold has been met. But this was the standard contained in the Manchin-Toomey legislation that Congress itself rejected during the Obama-Biden administration. Thus, what Garland's background plan will look like and how it will be implemented remains a mystery because they haven't come up with that yet. Once again, they have, they've jumped the shark. And most of the other directives in the order boil down to a general principle that federal agencies should use whatever authorities they have to make life more difficult for you, the gun owner, or the businesses that serve you. His introductory statement that we will no longer allow the interests of the gun manufacturers to win out over the safety of our children and nation. He's not blaming the criminal. He's blaming the most regulated, well-run industry in the United States today. He's blaming the gun industry. And he's blaming them for firearm-related violence, not the criminals that are actually doing it. And as long as he continues to labor under that delusion, there will be no progress in reducing violent crime. And it also coincidentally tends to be concentrated in areas under legacy control of Biden's political party. So right now, we're sort of captive to what's going on in the big cities, or rather, what's not going on in the big cities. And, you know, when you got a city like Chicago, for example, where they get out there and they break tradition and unseat a sitting mayor, a one-termer, because of the spike in crime, which has spiked 40% under her line of sight there, you begin to realize that everything works its way around back upon itself, doesn't it? So, yes, the president is against you. He is against you. There's no ambiguity. There's nothing opaque. There's nothing vague about this. He is against you. He's against you for owning a gun. And it doesn't matter if you own a scary black rifle or just a Glock 26. He's against you. He doesn't approve of you. You're the problem. Your friendly neighborhood gun dealer, they're the problem. Your legal, law-abiding activities are a problem and the cause of all gun-related violence. And I think we owe him a vote of thanks for really making sure that we all understand this. Of course, he didn't get to do too much with it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, I'm sure that Joe Biden, if he remembers what he did on Tuesday, he's walking around right now pretty proud of himself. he's signed an executive order that he's convinced is going to make some kind of meaningful difference, although he's not really convinced of that. Actually, he knows better, I think, if he remembers who he is. Anyway, one of the things his executive order does is it cracks down on supposed unlicensed gun dealers, which heretofore I thought we called gun traffickers. But it should be noted it doesn't define in such in any meaningful way and tries to name and shame licensed dealers who supposedly aren't following the law, which makes no sense because they operate in the most heavily regulated business line that there is. If you run afoul of the regulations and the rules, you're not licensed anymore. Well, as you might expect, the gun dealers who go way out there on the limb to try to do the right thing, they have had a response, a rebuttal to the president. Like the staff at in Tennessee, staff at Gray City Guns and Pawn are continuing with business as usual one day after President Joe Biden announced the executive order. Manager Kelly White told News Channel 11, it's just a lot of talk. Now, background checks are a failure. So increasing background checks just means you're doing more of the same that doesn't work. Most of your rampage killing, the real rampage killing, not the mass killing that they try to conflate because two or three gangs get together over a drug war and shoot themselves up. I'm talking about the rampage killer that goes into Uvalde, Texas schools, or Marjory Stoneman Douglas, or Aurora, or the D.C. Naval Yards, or Virginia Tech. Those rampage killers, those guys pass background checks. Because there's a mental health component involved in this. They come to a moment where they've been leading up to this moment, and then it's either a very slow, gradual sort of slow roll, or it might be all of a sudden. But they pass background checks. Okay? So background checks don't work. They don't stop the regular career criminal from getting a gun because of the black market. And the black market is unregulated, hence black market. Now, gun vendors like pawn shops and weapon stores are already required to run background checks. But Biden has directed the Attorney General to crack down on gun sellers who opt out of the required checks. There's nobody with an FFL that opts out of it. You don't just get an FFL and start selling guns and nobody comes in and checks on you. I mean, the ATF comes in and does a compliance check on your paperwork. Now, Kelly White says that she isn't worried about coming under scrutiny. She said, we already perform background checks, so on every individual comes through here. When a customer comes in my store, I find out why he's wanting a gun, what he's going to do with it, he's going to have access to it. I eliminate the possibilities of this gun being in the wrong hands or falling into the wrong hands, which is way beyond what her job calls for. Because if I walk into a gun shop and I pass the background check, if somebody gets out there and goes, what do you want it for? What are you going to do with it? Well, I'm walking out. Sell it to somebody else. I'm not some gun store simp. And for what it's worth, her questions may play well with the public and allow her to say that she's doing all she can to keep them from falling into the wrong hands. But anybody that's willing to hurt others isn't above lying to somebody about asking these questions. I mean, you know. So I want to go in there and I want to buy a gun to shoot up something. What do you want it for? Well, I'm gonna do sporting clays. But she's free to ask whatever she wants before selling a gun. That's fine if she's actually doing it. Now, it's also worth noting that most dealers are not going to be impacted by this executive order at all. They might find that paperwork errors land them on a public list, but it's not like people are going to consult that list before buying a gun in the first place. And further, that listing might just show how pathetic all of this is. If we can see that revocations are taking place because of paperwork errors, for example, this stunt is likely to backfire on the Biden administration. because it seems that few are really impressed with the efforts here. Why should they be? Because none of this is going to accomplish anything. And gun dealers especially have very little reason to worry. They're looking. But, I mean, gun dealers, most of your gun dealers are not idiots. They know how to comply with the regulations. The people who do have cause for concern, though, are folks who might be looking to liquidate their collections. Unless they want to sell it all to a gun store, which means they're getting like 40% of what it's worth. They could be accused of dealing without a license and end up on the wrong end of the stick with this executive order. But it's not like Biden and his push for gun safety and gun control actually cares about justice anyway. One thing I get told is that guns are not a big issue, and they are the biggest issue. They are the biggest issue because guns, the fact that we have guns, the fact that we have the Second Amendment, we have that veto, should it come down to it, if we ever wish to exercise it. Now, with this executive order, it would be nice to think that the president thinks this would actually be a good response to growing violent crime, except where the crime that is growing, that is driving the statistics up, it's all happening in Democrat-controlled cities. He claimed in California that his order will accelerate and intensify this work to save lives more quickly, and of course called for another federal assault weapons ban, which state senior senator, Senator Dianne Feinstein, who's now 167 years old, authored in 1994. And he then called for Republicans to pass his budget instead of allegedly seeking to abolish the FBI. But then on the 5 this past Wednesday, after the executive order, co-host Greg Gutfeld cited the statistically inordinate amount of violent crime in liberal precincts like Chicago, which doesn't have a single Republican on the city council but has one of the highest violent crime rates in the country. And he said there's a country within a country that has insane gun crime, a specific country within a country, but it's Biden's people. These are the leftist mayors and leftist cities that are having rampant gun crime. And you can say, oh, but it's a red state, but it doesn't matter. It's in these cities. So it's a country within a country. And he also added, he responded to critics that may point to high crime cities like Philadelphia, New Orleans, and Atlanta, laying within swing of Republican majority states. And he isn't wrong. What's happening now, all of these stats and everything, all due to the same places where it was already hard to exist. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom.
Truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News update. Former President Trump could be fingerprinted and have his mugshot taken very soon, according to several reports. Attorney Alan Dershowitz says Trump should be worried.
The jury pool will be very much against Trump, and the judges will be very much against Trump. So if I were him, I would be worried today. He'll probably ultimately win on appeal.
The Manhattan DA appears ready to elevate the false paperwork case from a misdemeanor to a felony. Claims that TikTok's parent company are spying on American citizens are being investigated by the United States. Both the FBI and the Justice Department are looking into ByteDance. Wyoming is set to become the first state in the nation to ban abortion pills. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon signed a bill that outlaws the prescription, distribution, sale, or use of any drug for the purpose of procuring or performing an abortion on any person. The measure does make exceptions. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. Right now, as I sit here talking to you, half of the country is permitless carry. They allow permitless carry. Or, as they would say, constitutional carry. Whichever phrase you want to use. And that means when the next state goes, and there's three or four in play right now, when the next state goes, then the majority of America will be permitless carry. And still, the anti-gunners think that with half the country already this way, that they can roll in and spread a bunch of minutia when it comes to the fact of what permitless carry actually does and doesn't do. Like Florida. Florida right now, there's a lot of bloody froth coming out of the mouths of the gun grabbers as Florida gets ready to fall the way of permitless carry. And when Florida falls, I kind of think South Carolina may go, Nebraska may go before any of them, and North Carolina's in the game. And if all four of these fail, if all four of these go permitless carry, then we're now almost at 3/5 of the nation is permitless carry. Which, permitless carry, that's a big thorn inside of all gun control. You understand that, right? That's why it's so good to have it. Now, Debbie Muscarell Powell, there's a dash in between those two, Debbie Muscarell dash Powell, lost her seat in Congress in 2020 when voters in her South Florida district ousted her in favor of Republican Carlos Jimenez. But she quickly found a new gig as a senior advisor at the gun control group Giffords. It's amazing how failed politicians always want to be gun grabbers in a lot of cases. As a Floridian and someone who works on a gun control issue, her, you know, Muscarell dash Powell, should be well aware of what Florida's proposed permitless carry legislation does and does not do. But on Thursday, the former congresswoman was spouting outright lies about the legislation's effect on Twitter. On Twitter, she goes, between 2021 and 2022, over 7,600 Florida residents had a disqualifying history and were denied permits to carry a concealed weapon. Today, they're celebrating as the Florida legislature tries to strip away those important provisions. Can you spot the difference? And then there's a little ad. Man number one completed a pistol shooting training course, passed a background check, and holds a license. Man number two has never fired a gun in his life. He bought his pistol at a bar last week without a background check. He was convicted of a violent felony last year. If Governor DeSantis gets his way, there will be nothing to stop the man on the right from carrying a loaded, hidden gun. No questions asked. That's not actually what permitless carry does. That's not what it actually does. And permitless carry, what permitless carry says, and anywhere where it's practiced, if you go into a gun shop and you pass the background check that all gun shops give, the FFL, the NICS background check, if you pass that, you now can carry that gun. Don't need permission from within the state. Within the confines of the state, you can carry that gun without a permit. Now, if you want to cross state barriers, you know, borders, you're going to want a permit. And were my state to have been permitless carry before I got my permit, I still would have gotten a permit. Because I do cross borders. So, that having a permit will still be a thing. Somebody replied to her on Twitter, prohibited people are still prohibited from carrying, Debbie, and she replies, not if this bill passes. So, if permitless carry becomes law in Florida, only those who could satisfy the criteria for obtaining that permit are actually eligible to carry without a permit. So, if you can legally keep the gun, odds are you can bear it. But if you're prohibited from possessing a firearm because of a criminal conviction or an adjudication of mental illness, still against the law for you to carry one. And that has never stopped criminals from carrying them before. And I don't think Ms. Muscarell-Powell can blame this on ignorance. I think she wants to excuse her falsehood on being so bad at her job that she's never read the legislation her employer proposes. She's welcome to try that, too. But I think she's smart enough to have at least read over the particulars of the permitless carry proposals. And if she did, then she knows full well that prohibited persons won't be able to legally carry a gun if the bills are signed into law by Governor Ron DeSantis. But since all gun control points are lies and damned lies, not surprising she went this way. And the saddest thing about Muscarell-Powell's tweet isn't going to sway a single member of the Florida legislature to stop permitless carry from being enacted, but it may very well cause some of her readers to needlessly freak out over a non-issue. People of Florida, if you're listening to this right now, criminals still going to carry guns, no matter what you do. And the gun control lobby depends on your fear as one of their primary motivating factors. They depend on your fear and your ignorance about what they're talking about. And this is a perfect example of how they rely on scare-based tactics to motivate their base. And, well, she didn't do this. This didn't get done for free. She didn't utter this nonsense for free because a lot of gun owners push back. So at least the right information is out there on her Twitter thread. On Twitter. A reply from @BruinJustine. That's a lie. Please tell me you actually read the bill. In the bill, by the way, under 790.06, license to carry a concealed weapon or firearm, 2-D, it is not ineligible to possess a firearm pursuant to 790.23 by virtue of having been convicted of a felony. So, they can't carry a gun. It's already in the law. Another reply from @RichNasek. Debbie, when one lies and there's no evidence to prove them wrong, it's likely out of ignorance. However, when one lies and the plain text proves them to be a liar, it's likely out of malice. I really wish I'd said that. from Rob Romano at 2A Updates. Simply liar. He also added, the bill literally says it will still be illegal for prohibited persons to carry, including the hypothetical felon in Giffords' deceptive ads. Which, that was a Giffords ad that I was referencing. And it's pretty telling that Muscarelle-Powell's go-to argument against permitless carry is blatantly untrue. But 40 years ago, when Florida got out there, when they were debating the shall issue, out of the New York Times we got this in May of 1987. State Representative Sid Martin, Democrat of Gainesville, one of the most vocal opponents of the legislation, said, I think Florida will become an armed camp. This legislation is going to get a lot of people killed, and it won't cut back on robberies, rapes, or murders. But in reality, homicide plunged by more than 50% in Florida between 1987 and 2019, and overall violent crime rates dropped dramatically as well. And like all things that the gun grabbers say, time proved the Gainesville Democrat was wrong about the effects of shall issue concealed carry on public safety in Florida. But it's nice to see the gun owners were able to expose Muscarelle-Powell's falsehood for what it was within the moments of her tweet being posted. Don't expect Ms. Muscarelle-Powell to retract that, though. Don't expect that. That's just not going to happen. Just not going to happen. So, they cannot get anywhere without lying to you. And then that can't get anywhere unless certain people believe it. And, I don't know how we convince the low info people of facts and everything. I mean, you know the facts, you know the stats as good as I do. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
One more time, let's have at it, shall we? This is Gun Owners News Hour. And recently, I hear about all these hearings all the time anymore. It seems like all the Senate and the House does are hearings. And they make great clips on YouTube and everything, but, I mean, always with the hearings. Now, for some people, the Bruin decision wasn't a landmark decision. It was something that expanded Second Amendment rights that is wreaking havoc on the nation's gun control laws. And some of those people got to be in front of a Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday to tell them all about that. And it also showed sharp partisan divides over further steps to address gun violence. Now, Democrats, of course, at the hearing praised Biden's latest order on background checks and called for further restrictions, while Republicans criticized soft-on-crime policies they said drive gun crimes. Now, since the decision came out last June, more than a half dozen courts have tossed gun restrictions, such as requirements of firearms have serial numbers and bans on possessing firearms in mass transit. An appeals court in February struck down a federal prohibition on gun possession for people subject to domestic violence restraining orders. And this was due to the Bruin decision, because the Bruin decision laid out specific instructions on how courts are to interpret Second Amendment cases, because they were doing a lousy job of doing it for themselves, of thinking for themselves, because they were way too partisan. And the law should not be partisan. It should be text. It should be, just simply be text. Eric Rubin, a law professor at Southern Methodist University, said the Bruin decision means judges can now pick and choose what historical gun laws are analogous to modern restrictions, which has enabled judicial subjectivity and unpredictability about gun restrictions. No, it hasn't. No, it has not. What it has done, it has simply said this. See, there's nothing in the Second Amendment that talks about gun design. It refers to arms as the arms of war. That's what it was meant to be. Whatever the government has, we should have, because we will have to fight the government. They firmly believed this when they put this down, that at some point this new government they were setting up would go sideways and we would be fighting them. Now, Mr. Rubin says in different cases dealing with the same laws or even with the same case dealing with a law, courts have pointed in opposite directions about what the Second Amendment means. That's because the courts haven't learned how to just rely on the text. See, the founders were not interested in certain details beyond that arms part. What they were saying, though, is that you, as a, you know, you have a God-given right to be armed, and that if you were armed, you would never be a subject. They had just thrown off the yoke of being subjects of the British crown. They didn't want that anymore. When they, you know, whenever they started getting all uppity, they, you know, the British crown came in and tried to take their weapons from them. That was the, and that was the line in the sand, you know, Lexington, Concord. So in Bruin, this was actually aimed at New York. They struck down a New York law about who can carry a concealed weapon. Now, several witnesses on the panel said rolling back gun restrictions could have real-world effects well beyond New York, which that's because there's a lot of other states that emulate New York and California and New Jersey and Illinois and Maryland and, you know, Hawaii. Ruth M. Glenn, the president of public affairs for the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, shared the story of when her ex-husband shot her in the 1990s with a firearm he legally owned despite a domestic violence order. When the bullet hits you, you feel a stinging sensation, you think, this can't be happening, and then he shot me again in the arm. Then he drove away and left me for dead. Glenn said the Bruin decision threatens the federal law that restricts firearms for those with domestic violence restraining orders, and pointed to the February decision from a panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit in U.S. versus Rahimi. No, what this actually does is it actually points out the non-efficacy of these orders. Putting a restraining order on a human being and saying, all right, you don't get within 1,000 yards of her or him, and we mean it. You're already dealing, the reason that you have them there is because of actions they have done. They've been violent, they've beat him, they've abused him, they've hurt him, they've hospitalized him. Whatever it is, that's happened, and now you've got this restraining order against them. And so this piece of paper is going to stop them from carrying out when they can't control themselves already. A restraining order is the same thing as the gun-free zone sign. Those only work if you enforce them. Now, one of their pet peeves, of course, is the red flag law. Now, with the red flag law, just like with the restraining order, we have the same thing in play. Red flag law comes around and takes guns away from the supposed person that might go crazy. Even though we already, now the red flag law is based upon danger to themselves or to others. Every state in the United States today has a law whereby a person can be involuntarily committed, if they are a threat to themselves or others. And they're not taking the ball peen hammers and the axes and the baseball bats. They're taking the person and putting them in a lockup for 72 hours and observing them and examining them. And that's actually effective. Getting out there and laying a restraining order or a gun violence restraining order, as they call it in California, red flag, you're still leaving the perpetrator out on the ground. You're leaving somebody that you purport to claim that you know already can't control themselves. There are other cases that are working their way through courts as well. Richard Durbin said the Supreme Court focused too much on history without taking into account modern firearms. And he pointed out the 83 rounds fired by a shooter in Highland Park, Illinois last year that would not have been possible with the muzzle-loading muskets of the 18th century. And then he went the way of thinking, well, you can have a musket. He and Geraldo Rivera, they're just like this. Now, never mind that the perpetrator of the Highland Park shooting had to get his father to co-sign on the FOID card because he couldn't get it himself, even as an adult. And then his father did it after, I think this kid, if I've got this particular case right with the details, I think this kid had threatened to kill the family. Not you, Dad, not you, Mom, all of you, all the entire family. And he got an FOID card. I think he'd also tried suicide, too. I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and look. It's so many of these guys that are walking around that they look at, that they know, that they're aware of, and then when they do something, they're like, we never knew. Well, actually, you did. Senator Marsha Blackburn said Democrats focus on restrictions that affect law-abiding citizens when many gun crimes are committed by people with prior convictions or those out on bail. And this whole thing, this was all a distraction. Joe Biden's executive order, that was a distraction. This, it was a waste of time because you have a lot of cities where they have bail reform. You have a lot of cities where they have DAs that have decriminalized whole segments of things. They're letting people out of jail, you know. None of this matters because the cities where the crime is going up, it's going to go up. And the people that live in those cities aren't really allowed right now at this point to defend themselves because they're fighting the Bruin decision. They came out with these Bruin decision response laws. So, just, you know, it's all just a big distraction. But in any event, I think I'm going to go get my back cracked really, really righteously now. And as for me and you, well, I'll be back next weekend. And between now and then, I think you should remember to carry your gun everywhere you go. Stay awake and stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom,
truly the mechanical advantage.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.